Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Millions of Americans, including very influential liberal theologians, reject the Bible's teaching on the wrath of God. They reason somewhat as follows. God is so loving, so gracious, and so merciful, He could not punish anyone. He certainly would not allow anyone to go to hell for eternity. John Shelby Spong, Leslie Weatherhead, R. Kirby Godsey, and a host of other liberals turn red when God's wrath is discussed. But they're not the only ones. Prominent evangelicals such as Clark Pinnock and John R. W. Stott have doubts about eternal punishment. They do not deny that God will punish some, but they do not believe in eternal punishment. The Apostle Paul lists a number of attitudes and behaviors we must put to death: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. And then he says, "For which things sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience." Colossians 3, 5, and 6. Is it not a contradiction in terms to speak of God as the God of love and grace, and a God of wrath at the same time? Neither the Old Testament prophets nor the New Testament writers saw any conflict between God's wrath and His love. The psalmist uses the word wrath often. I shall give you just one example. "Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against His people, insomuch that He abhorred His own inheritance." Psalm 106, 40. The prophets also spoke often of God's wrath. "The princes of Judah were like them that removed the bound. Therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them like water." Hosea 5, 10. If God did not punish those who reject His Son, turn their backs on His word, and blaspheme His name, how could we worship Him for His holiness? Would He even be holy if He did not punish the evildoers? We know that the wicked and abominable do not always receive their just due in this world. In fact, the cruelest and most ungodly seem to prosper while the righteous suffer. If the wicked are not rewarded in the world to come according to their deeds, do they not have an advantage over the righteous? But the wicked will be punished. They will go away into everlasting punishment, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25, 41. John calls the place of eternal torment the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. Revelation 21, 8. The Bible doctrine of hell has fallen on hard times in our generation. Could it be that modern men want to live wickedly and not think about the place where the wicked will spend eternity? Could it be that preachers of various churches are afraid their members will be offended and quit giving? Whatever the case, there is no excuse for failing to preach what the Scriptures teach about hell. Besides, Jesus had more to say about hell than any other New Testament person. Maybe Jesus was joking when He spoke of those who go into hell where the fire is not quenched. Mark 9, 44, 45, 46, and 48. If Jesus were joking, His joke has discouraged hundreds of thousands of men and women through the ages. But He meant every word He said. So we must take heed lest we come under the wrath of God. How do we avoid the wrath of Almighty God? We must believe that Jesus is the Christ or die in our sins. We must repent of our alien sins or perish. We must confess Jesus before men or be denied by Him at the final judgment. And we must be baptized or be condemned. Mark 16, 16. Then we must devote our lives to His service. He who lacks these things, that is the Christian graces, is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. 2 Peter 1, 9 and 10. Thank you, and may God bless you.